Valentine's Day has been celebrated for about 1,500 years, mainly in Europe. The celebration has spread to other parts of the world, but has been met by opposition by some countries and cultures who see it as a Western festival. There is debate as to how Valentine's Day first started, but it's said to be a combination of Christian and Roman festivals. Who was Valentine? The Catholic Church recognises at least three different saints named Valentine or Valentinus, all of whom were martyred. It's not clear who really inspired the celebration, but it is generally attributed to Saint Valentine, the Christian martyr. Saint Valentine was a priest during the 3rd century in Rome. Emperor Claudius II believed that women made men weaker, so he banned the young men in his army from marrying. Saint Valentine went against the emperor, marrying couples in secret. Unfortunately, St. Valentine was caught and condemned to death. It is said that he was either executed or buried on February 14th, 269 AD. St. Valentine is the patron saint of beekeepers, engaged couples, epilepsy, fainting, greetings, happy marriages, love, lovers, plague, travellers, and young people. Quite a mix, and not all romantic. Valentine is often portrayed with birds and roses in iconography. There is a shrine for St. Valentine in Whitefriar Street, Carmelite Church in Dublin, Ireland. Another reason for 14th of February. Many believe the 14th of February was chosen for the date of the Christian festival because it coincides with the eve of the ancient Roman fertility festival, Lupercalia, which was the official beginning of spring. Catholic Church attempted to replace the pagan festival with a celebration of Christian martyrs. St. Valentine has always been a popular saint, but Valentine's Day wasn't really celebrated until around the 17th century. By the middle of the 18th century, people of all social classes exchanged small tokens of affection or handwritten notes. It has continued to be acknowledged mainly as a celebration of romantic love. But love has many forms, and the traditional ideals are being challenged. Valentine's Day should be a day when we appreciate all the love in our life, no matter where or from whom it comes from. Who is Cupid? Cupid is the most famous of Valentine's symbols. Everybody recognises the chubby little boy with curly hair wearing a nappy or diaper. On his back are little feathery white wings, and he is armed with a bow and arrows. He's pictured as cute and angelic, even slightly mischievous, when he's using his arrow to pierce people's hearts and make them fall in love. Cupid comes from Roman mythology. He is the god of erotic love and beauty. His alternative in Greek lore is Eros. Cupid is the son of Venus, the goddess of love and beauty, and Mercury, the messenger god. This is why Cupid is said to be fast on his feet because of his father and enamoured with love like his mother. Cupid is responsible for making people fall in love quickly. The arrows symbolise desire and emotions of love. Cupid aims at gods and humans alike, causing them to fall deeply in love. A history of Valentine's cards. Valentine's cards are said to have begun because Saint Valentine, a jailed Roman priest, fell in love with a girl who visited him in prison, possibly the jailer's daughter. As Valentine was taken away to be executed, it is said that he left a note for her. He signed it, "From your Valentine," an expression that is still used in cards today. The custom of sending cards really became popular in the 1800s, when commercial Valentine's cards were first introduced. Early examples were expensive creations in lace and satin, but they were replaced by cheaper, mass-produced cards. More expensive handmade cards are now coming back into fashion. An estimated 1 billion Valentine's cards are sent each year, according to the Greeting Cards Association. That makes Valentine's Day the second largest card-sending holiday of the year, after Christmas, when an estimated 2.6 billion cards are sent. Approximately 85% of all Valentines are purchased by women. Making a Valentine's card. Handmade cards are really special and can be sent to friends or family. They can be made with all sorts of craft materials, including pretty papers, stickers, ink stamps, glitter, and pens. Traditionally, they were decorated with delicate lace paper, as well as beads, seashells, cones, berries, seeds, seaweed, moss, and dried in artificial flowers. Some were attached to string so that they could be suspended as a three-dimensional picture. It's a big decision what to put when writing a Valentine's card. Do you go romantic or jokey? Wax lyrical with romantic poetry or make up a funny rhyme? The French sent greetings cards known as cartes d'amitié, expressing their love. Originally, they were not specifically sent as Valentine's cards, but soon came to follow the popular English tradition. The Danish Valentine card is known as a lover's card. Older versions of this greeting came in the form of a transparency, which, when held up to the light, revealed the image of a lover handing his beloved a gift. The Danish also send a joking letter, an anonymously sent card containing a funny rhyme they make up. How to sign it. When signing your card, follow the Danish tradition of leaving your identity a mystery by not signing your name. Instead, sign the message with dots, one dot for each letter of your name. In Denmark, if the person who receives the card guesses the name of the sender, they were usually rewarded with an Easter egg later in the year. You don't need to tell anyone that, though. Virtual Valentine's cards. The new craze in Valentine's cards is online e-cards, which are quick and easy to send. There are sites that provide free cards, as well as some that you have to pay for. Like the original cards, many have pretty pictures and beautiful words, while others are fun and jokey. Why not send a few to friends and family for Valentine's Day? Will you sign your name or leave them anonymous?